Here's your Marshall's Marine Fishing Report with Pro Captain E on the Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers. Talk 94.5, brought to you by Marshall's Marine.
All right, Captain E, are you there?
Good morning. I'm here. How are y'all?
Did you save yourself from the eclipse yesterday, or did you go out on the boat?
You know what? We contemplated going on the boat in 2017, obviously, with the 100% that we had full coverage. We went out on the boat, and it was really awesome. But we decided to watch it from the yard, and we had a great time. You know what I missed out on was, and I've seen so many people putting up pictures of how cool the shadows became. And I did miss out on that because we live in a HOA with no trees in the neighborhood, of course. Mm. You know, they came in and took all the trees out. So we had no shadows in the yard. So we missed that, but the kids loved it. We had a great time. I've been living vicariously through other people that made the trip to go watch the totality and got to see some cool pictures. And, you know, I guess it's crazy. I don't remember in 2017 it getting so dark.
Really?
You know, during totality. I don't know. Maybe it's just mentally. I mean, we were out on the water. We actually stayed here. A lot of people went to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. We stayed here to watch it at the mouth of Merle's Inlet. We were out at the point. Mm-hmm. But then I looked at some of the pictures from friends of mine that went to Maine, and, I mean, it was, like, completely dark.
Yeah, it was so cool.
I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, but we'll have another chance in, what, 2044 or something like that?
Yep. Now, do the fish do anything weird during an eclipse?
So it's funny you say that because I have one of the TV shows that I'm on, Let's Fish TV, I have a pretty good following friends that send me reports and everything else, and one of them lives in North Carolina, and he said he decided to go fishing yesterday. He wanted to see, you know, what the fish, you know, how they acted, and he had caught 5 fish up until 2 o'clock, and from 2 to 3, he caught 25 fish, and big
25?
Big, yeah, 25 fish.
Oh, my God.
And he totally related it to the eclipse. And he said, you know, he watched the fish with these new electronics. I mean, you can see the fish. He saw the fish there when he caught the 5 fish in that first hour and a half, 2 hours. But he said it was crazy. As soon as that moon started covering, you know, the shadow started covering it, he said they just started feeding. And
wow.
I thought about going. That was one thing I thought about, taking the kids out. Mm-hmm. You know, throwing a couple lines out and just fishing while we watched it. Unfortunately, I didn't do it. But, you know, I talk about the moon and I talk about how big a difference it makes in fishing. And it's tremendous. Most of us that offshore fish, I mean, we literally could go out there and fish 3.5 hours a day based on major and minor feeding times, which is off the salooner table.
Mm-hmm.
And probably have as much success as going out there and wasting 9 hours of the day trolling in those dead times, those periods in which the fish aren't feeding. And you know, when you think about it, it's not hard to figure it out because, you know, we drive by restaurants all day long. We stop at lunchtime, we eat. We stop at dinner, we eat. Fish are no different. I mean, they're not continually feeding. I mean, of course, there are some species that eat all day long, but they're not continually feeding. So things that make small changes to whether they're hungry or not, as fishermen, we need to pay attention to it. And inshore, nearshore, offshore, you pay attention to that major and minor feeding times. I promise you, you'll see a significant change in your performance. And the one thing I tell everybody, just make sure you're fishing during those times. A lot of us like to move, you know, we'll run. You know, offshore, we can run 10 to 15, 20 miles to move from spot to spot. The main thing is just make sure you got the lines in the water during those majors and minor feeding times. And if somebody wants to find more out about major or minor feeding times, feel free to email me at trilogyoutdoorsmedia@gmail.com and just ask me, and I'll send you some salooner tables and explanation to help you out. But it really does make a big difference. But speaking of big differences, the weather has been incredible. As you can tell, the pollen is kicking my butt right now. I did some landscaping yesterday like an idiot, and so I've got the sinuses are killing me this morning, but that just means that the fish are here. You know, as much as I want to complain about it, I'm watching. I'm sitting at my normal studio for Tuesday mornings with you. I'm sitting at the church and watching guys put in the boat to go fishing, and it looks like a beautiful day to go. You know, some clouds in the sky and everything else, but we got a front coming through in, what, a day and a half, I think, 2 days. So the fish should be feeding. I know we've started to get some mullet in the inlet. If people, you know, are cast netters, like to catch your own bait. But there's a lot going on. That nearshore bite, the Spanish mackerel, have showed up. And for those that like a sure thing, which I know Nick and I like sure things. We're all about sure things.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to head out right now, take a number one planer, put about 12 foot of leader on it, mono or fluoro, it doesn't matter. Put a double zero Clark spoon, silver, gold, chartreuse, it doesn't matter. Get out, head to the reef, and start trolling around the reef. You're going to absolutely load the boat up. If you find the schools, pull those planers in and get jig fish or a hammered spoon, anything that you can cast at them. And you can have a great time. It's fun on light tackle. You're not going to catch any real big Spanish right now. You'll catch, you know, your biggest. If you catch 1-2 pounds, you've done great. But the bonito that are here are incredible. And I think I might have talked with Nick about this, but the bonito look like a tuna. They're confused with bonita, which are terrible table fare. They're bloody meat. It's nasty. Bonito are sushi grade. They really are. Like, wow. I mean, you'll see a lot of these captains will get back to the dock and they'll start cleaning the fish and they'll shave off some pieces for the customers to try it. And it melts in your mouth. It's unbelievable. And those are right there mixed in with the Spanish. So, you know, if you really find some good weather the next couple of days and the next week or so, and you get you got a personal day, you might can burn at work, can't go on the weekend or something. Get out there and go try it. It's a great way to have some success. And if you want to have success, you need a boat from Marshall's Marine. Our good friends down there, Claire and Robbie, the new sales team that Nick and I talked about a couple weeks ago, are just doing an incredible job. Stuart, Scotty, and the crew are so happy with them. They're very knowledgeable. They're locals, and they want to get you in a boat. And don't forget our good friends over at Lake City, too, can take care of you. But I have the pleasure this Sunday of taking all the Marshall's Marine employees. We've got 6 boatloads of Marshall's Marine employees for our second annual Marshall's Marine Appreciation Fishing Day. And I have added, it's a competition. It gets real competitive. I'll just say that. But we have a new rule that we're putting in place, and it's the Barbie rule. And every boat is going to be equipped with 1 Barbie rod. And no matter how many fish you catch on the boat, if you do not catch 1 fish on video with the Barbie rod, none of your fish count. So somebody on the boat is going to be fishing with a Barbie rod until they catch a fish. So it's going to be a fun time. We're going to feed them. We're going to be down at Merle's Inlet Fishing Charters on the Marsh Walk. If you're out and about on Sunday afternoon, we're going to be back there around 3 o'clock to weigh in and eat lunch. We'd love to come down and stop by. Come see us. Check out the fish. It should be a lot of fish. We should see a lot of fish. It should be a great competition. The Barbie rod is going to be a little different. I don't know what we're going to do. I've thought about it. I think I'm going to rig up a little sabiki rig, which is a bait rig that we use to catch baits. It's got like 9 hooks on it. And I think I'm just going to try to catch a pinfish on it to validate whatever we catch on my team. But it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. And it's nice to get those guys out and show them some appreciation for what they do for Merle's Inlet Fishing Charters and for myself. We do this once a year. Last year, we did it back in the winter, and it was terrible fishing, terrible. So we moved it up into April, and we should have some great fishing. So,
all right. Captain A, we have a question for you on the Showtime Autoglass text line.
Real quick, I want to know, can I get a job before this weekend so I can join you? And then part two of that is a question from George. Yep. He wants to know, if you have time, please ask Captain E, while kayak fishing in the Merle's Inlet, is a fishing license required, and are there catch and release restrictions?
Okay, so yes, a license is required. So here's the only thing, and this is an education I got in the last couple of weeks watching our wonderful guys in the Senate. up in Columbia. But if you're fishing with a cane pole in South Carolina, you are exempt from a license. If you are fishing with a rod and reel of any type, you have to have a license. So unless he's fishing with a cane pole in the kayak, yes, he has to have a license. And catch and release, he can keep anything that's legal on the state level. In other words, you know, I would make sure you download that Let's Go Outdoors SC.com. Download the app, and you can get in there and find all your regulations on all your fish. So it's up to date. It's real easy. Again, it's an app. It's on your phone. You just click on it, go to regulations, and then you find salt water or fresh water if you're in fresh water, and you can pull up the species that you're targeting and just make sure that you're, you know, within the legal realms. But honestly, in a kayak, and I'm jealous. Did you say his name was George?
Yes.
Yeah, George, I'm jealous because you can get to some incredible fishing spots, especially here in Murrells Inlet. Kayakers produce more fish than boaters 90% of the time, and they get to go fish in areas that we can't even think of. And it's great, especially in Murrells Inlet. You're able to get away from the crowds and get back, and those fish that you find typically haven't seen a lot of people. So you can have a lot of success here. But best of luck to George, and if he needs anything, come to hit me up on my email.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Captain E. You can go to marshallsmarine.com, where every day is a boat show with Better Than Boat
every day
show pricing. Yes. So thank you so much, Captain E, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you all so much. Have a great one.